RadioSaintPete.com film critic Charlie Jewell reviews Trolls, now playing in area theaters.
Trolls is the cinematic equivalent of sucking on a Sour Patch Kid. These little 1970s throwbacks, sing, dance, hug, sing, dance, etc. You get it. Only the kids in the audience will avoid the sugar overdose as the trolls celebrate some more, and fall back into perfect harmony with one another. Part musical and part odd couple adventure, Trolls is brought to you by some of the guys involved with the later films in the Shrek franchise. You know, the ones that weren't that good. The party tunes are not as awful as you imagine, and the villains are much more fun to watch than the one-dimensional trolls. So put it all together, and your kids will sing the songs for days, while you remember Trolls wasn't the worst animated film of the year. I'm not the biggest fan of when the song also advances the plot. Older films dabbled in this gimmick, such as Mary Poppins, The Sound of Music, and My Fair Lady, as the most famous examples. Our troll narrator, Poppy, voiced by Anna Kendrick, tends to sing her own plotline, which is surprisingly only one of the few times the music works against the movie. When the characters launch into a cover, like Simon and Garfunkel's Sound of Silence or Lionel Richie's Hello, the music catapults the neon, sparkly troll goblin things onto a higher plane of enjoyment. Your kids will probably think these songs are Anna Kendrick and Justin Timberlake originals. Please correct them. Another point in the plus column is the aesthetic. Trolls is not 100% computerized and stale. I saw felt, velvet, and macrame mixed into the graphics. Grass really jumps out and candles look great as the fuzz flickers. Yet when it comes to the characters, I'll take the box trolls any day over these perpetually happy huggers. The trolls even wear watches, which go off on the hour, to remind them to hug. It's also saccharine. There's even one troll who can't take it. Branch, voiced by Timberlake. Branch remembers the bad years. 20 years ago, the trolls were kept in a tree prison and annually gobbled up by the evil Bergens. The Bergens are ogre-like creatures who believe they can only feel happiness when they eat a troll. This alarmed more than a few young ones in the audience. It also leads to the most overt and eye-rolling theme of the film, the search for happiness and the illuminating idea that happiness may come from inside you. The evil Bergen chef, voiced by Christine Baranski, kidnaps all the trolls whose names we conveniently learned. Poppy and Branch must somehow work together to get them back, and at the same time help a Cinderella-like Bergen scullery maid, voiced by Zoe Deschanel, capture the attention of the young Bergen king, voiced by Christopher Mintz-Plasse. Got all that? There is a makeup scene transforming the maid, Bridget, into the Bergen version of Pretty, and a Cyrano de Bergerac date with trolls feeding lines to Bridget. Trolls' main plot is so threadbare, this fake Bergen date becomes a major thing. It doesn't even help save the kidnapped trolls. They believe it's just a nice thing to do. The only byproduct of all this is the Bergen romance business in the business is hot lunch, exclaimed by the Bergen King when he sees Bridget. It had me saying hot lunch for the rest of the day. Co-writers Jonathan Eibel and Glenn Berger, veterans from the Kung Fu Panda franchise, do their best with a minuscule story shoved over them by director Mike Mitchell and co-director Walt Dorn. Justin Timberlake took on the music duties, and if he is the one who figured out True Colors would work in a particular scene and thought out the Lionel Richie section, then hats off to that guy. The only song you heard all summer on the radio, Can't Stop the Feeling, finally shows up toward the end, and we've all been saturated so much by that song it's no longer an original, but as familiar as Earth, Wind, and Fire, September, that the trolls love to boogie down to. Seriously, I'll take the box trolls. That is why I give Trolls 2.5 out of 4 stars.
Trolls is rated PG, now playing at Cobb Tyrone Luxury 10, Regal Park Place Stadium 16, Regal Largo Mall 8, Movico Sundial 19, Sunset Point Cinema Bar and Grill, and Cobb Countryside 12 Cinemas. RadioSaintPete.com film critic Charlie Jewell is a member of the Washington, D.C. Area Film Critics Association. To read more of Charlie's reviews online, visit charliejewell.com.